You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview one of the strongest voices in public media right now, Jen White. She's currently starting her second year as host of the NPR show 1A, and you may also know her from the podcast Making, where she narrated the origin stories of Oprah Winfrey and President Barack Obama, among others. And now it's her turn to tell her story and answer the questions instead of asking them. Jen White, host of the NPR show 1A, would you like to introduce yourself for our listeners here in Southeast Alaska?
Oh, wow. I think you said most of it. I'm Jen White. I host 1A out of WAMU and NPR. I am originally a Detroiter, grew up in Michigan, the Mitten State. I've spent most of my career in the Midwest until this most recent move to D.C.
You started off your public media career in development, fundraising, moved on to an All Things Considered host, and then a podcast, Making, and now you're the host of 1A. What draws you to public radio?
I fell in love with radio as a medium when I was a little girl. My dad had a collection of tapes with old-time radio shows on them, things like The Lone Ranger. And when I was a kid, I would pop these cassette tapes into the player and listen to them. I could listen for hours. And I fell in love with the power of the human voice and the art form of storytelling without images. That love affair with radio started when I was a kid. But then when I was about 16 years old, my older sister and I were driving somewhere. I don't remember where we were going, but she said, there's this show you've got to listen to. She was an engineer for one of the auto companies. And she said, I think you'll really like it. It's these two guys. They know everything about cars. They're really smart, but they're hilarious. And she introduced me to Car Talk. And I started my public radio listening when I was about 16 years old. Car Talk was my gateway program, and then my listening expanded from there. So it's been this sort of lifelong journey to working in public radio. So when I got a chance to work at a public radio station, Michigan Radio, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and it was through that development door, I jumped on it because I'd been a fan and a follower for such a big part of my life.
Car Talk was your gateway program. I love that.
It was.
What are some other programs that you like now? What are some NPR shows or other shows or podcasts that you're listening to that you don't miss?
Oh, my gosh. I love Reveal. They do such a great job of investigative journalism. Of course, I tune into Morning Edition and All Things Considered, like a lot of folks who need their little jolt of news as they start their day or as they're wrapping up their commute. I love Wait, Don't Tell Me. I worked in Chicago for a number of years and got to know the team behind that show. And I just think it's really clever and a lot of fun. But I also love shows like Snap Judgment or The Moth Radio Hour, shows that focus on, again, that human voice and storytelling. But I gotta say, I listen to a lot. I mean, public radio really shapes my day in so many ways and my weekend. During the week, I'm able to listen a bit less just because of my work schedule. But on the weekend, when I'm, you know, doing the chores, walking the dogs, all of that stuff, that's when I catch up on a lot of my public radio listening. And it just kind of really covers the gamut of what most stations air.
I can relate so hard. Well, you are the voice of 1A on NPR. You're its host. As its host, how would you describe the show?
Well, 1A is a show for people who are relentlessly curious, who want to know about things they're not going to stumble on their own. We cover politics, yes, and we try to do it through a lens that isn't just about what's happening in the Beltway. It isn't just about what's happening in D.C. Because I grew up in the Midwest, I have spent most of my career in the Midwest. I know that a lot of times the news seems to come through this filter of what's happening on the West Coast or what's happening in D.C. or on the East Coast. And there's a whole lot of country in between there. And so we definitely apply that lens to our politics coverage. But again, we talk to a lot of authors. We do a lot of arts and culture coverage. We love science discussions on this show. And fortunately, we have a great team of producers who all have different interests, different passions, and they bring all of that to the program. So the show is just so rich in content. And we also try to center the voices of people who are actually living the stories we're covering. So if we're talking about questions around oil drilling in Alaska, that is a story we've done on the show, we center the voices of people in Alaska who are going to live with the results of those decisions. I will also admit I am a science fiction and fantasy nerd. I love it all. Star Trek is like, it's been a huge part of my life. And so anytime we can get a little Star Trek in the show, I look forward to those conversations personally. But yeah, we just really think about it as this being a place where if you are interested in learning something you didn't know before, listen to 1A. The other big part of the show is listener engagement. We encourage listeners to be a part of the conversation every day by tweeting us questions or comments, leaving messages on our Facebook page, emailing us at 1A@wamu.org. We also encourage people to leave us voicemail messages that we weave into the show, or use our Vox Pop app to leave us radio quality messages that we can also weave into the show. And then sometimes we open the phones. There are moments in the country when it feels like people need a place to just have their say. And this show is the place where they can do that.
1A premiered in January 2017, which is auspicious timing, only a few weeks after the 2016 presidential elections and shortly before, I believe, the inauguration of Donald Trump. Do you know much about how this show came to be? And has the vision changed from its premiere?
So I will say that these decisions precede my time with the show, but the Diane Rehm show, which was also a 2-hour talk show, was, I would say, a staple program of public radio. Lots of stations carried it across the country. And when Diane Rehm decided it was time to step away from the show after decades of service, there was a conversation about, okay, well, what's next? How do we create a space where people can get similar types of content, again, different because you have different hosts and different producers, but really providing a show that stations can turn to kind of try to fill that gap, but maybe also expand a little bit on what Diane's show was doing. And so the show was called 1A, of course, for the First Amendment, because this idea of listeners having a place where they can have their say, that's been part of the DNA from the very beginning of the show. So under its previous host, Joshua Johnson, who I replaced, that was just the ethos of the show from the very beginning. We want people to be a part of every conversation we have. We want listeners to drive the content. And that hasn't changed. That part of it hasn't changed. I think with every host and, you know, with changes in producer teams, you do see slight variations. Of course, there's stylistic differences that come with those changes. But that core tenet of the program, that this show is listener focused, that remains the same.
That was an excerpt from my interview with Jen White, host of 1A. You can listen to 1A on KTOO 104.3 FM Monday and Thursday mornings starting at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays and Wednesdays starting at 11 a.m. And to see our full programming schedule, go to ktoo.org.